Phoneboy Speaks, episode 164, Finding My Voice. I'm sure I've said this on previous podcasts, but one of the reasons that I'm doing this is because I want to be better at it. And what better way to be better at something than to just keep doing it over and over and over again? I've done 164 of these now. This is the 164th one. Each one is somewhere between 3 and 6 minutes, maybe. So, I don't know. That's a lot of audio. And they say it takes 10,000 hours to get really good at something. God knows, that's a lot of podcasting if I were to actually record that many hours of it. But I'm hoping that I will get better at it. And it'd be great if I had the kind of following that some people have. But, you know, I guess fame is different now. You don't have to hit 1 million people now, or 10 million people, or 100 million people, or whatever the metric used to be. Now I can have a following of 50 or 100 people, and it works, because the barriers to entry are so low. Anybody can do this. I mean, you can get the Hashpan client for app.net and upload audio, and it uploads into something that essentially gives you a podcast feed that will be imported into iTunes. In fact, I have one of those myself, although I don't use it for my podcast. I actually do a little bit of production on it, and so I actually have my own podcast on my own site. And granted, I know how to do that, so that's fine. But there's lots of ways to record your audio and get it out there. I think Audioboo has it. I know Scott Wilsey started doing one of these off-the-cuff podcasts as well. And it's really easy. If you want to do a podcast, you just basically scream into your iPhone or whatever and use a service and upload it, and lo and behold, it's there for anybody to see. But I guess the other thing for me is that I'm still trying, at my age, I'm still trying to figure out what my voice is, what I'm really interested in. I mean, there's stuff I'm good at, but in talking through these things that interest me, I'm trying to hone in on whatever it is that I really enjoy doing. And not to say that I don't enjoy my job at Checkpoint, but like any job, there are good days and bad days. And I like getting my voice out there. I like being heard. I like getting the feedback. And I do get a lot of feedback on ADN and some on Twitter also. And this is I enjoy doing it and getting my voice out there and just practicing. And, I don't know, maybe someday I will have a podcast for, maybe even Checkpoint will let me do a podcast someday. I don't know. I mean, there's lots of things I could take the skill set and use it for. And there's also lots of things I could talk about. I might finally find something other than tech to talk about, although I like tech stuff. So who knows? I think that anybody who just wants to do this should just do it. I mean, there's no excuse not to. And like anything in social media, you get the feedback and you adjust, or you get no feedback and either you keep doing it or you get bored of it and stop doing it. But there's no reason not to do something like this now, because there's so many free tools out there. I mean, I know people have spent hundreds of dollars on microphones, and the real serious podcasters will actually do that. I haven't felt the need to spend that kind of money on a microphone yet, although maybe I will someday. Maybe so that I'm not screaming into my iPad or iPhone and or my Blue Snowball mic or whatever. Maybe someday I will, but I'm not there yet, and that's a lot of money to spend on a microphone, $300 or whatever a decent microphone costs. I'm not there yet. And honestly, if I start making money at it, okay, maybe it might be worth buying another microphone. And honestly, I don't know, as somebody has to tell me that it really makes a difference. Maybe it does. I don't know. For something real personal like this, it doesn't seem like it would make that much of a difference. I know the professionals really like it. And I honestly, as a podcast listener, I prefer to listen to podcasts that have good sound quality if it is a long podcast. And this podcast is relatively short. I think I've probably spoken long enough, but I'm really with this podcast trying to find my voice. And I hope that you continue to listen and continue to give me feedback. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.